It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time now for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and as we do every fifth Wednesday of the month, we visit with Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. Matt Carbone's in the studios with us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. Well, we get to see you. How many fifth Wednesdays of the month are there in a year?
I think I looked. There's four this month. I think that's kind of seems to be
year,
the yeah this year. Yep. So I think that's kind of the consistent is what we've had the last couple years, anyways.
All right. So we'll see you four times this year.
It should be. Yep.
Okay. Well, Matt, what are we going to discuss this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
We're going to talk about falls and balance. With courtesy of the weather out there, with the ice that we get in this time of the year, we figure this is a good topic to talk about and remind people about.
Very good topic.
Yes.
I have experience in falling on the ice. So.
Yes. So, the big thing when it comes to that we always like to try to tell people is that, falls, they're not normal part of aging. Just because you're older doesn't mean that you have to fall. And when I was looking at some statistics, they say about 1 in 4 older adults will fall. And so older adults is considered 65 plus. I always get in trouble with Jackie at our front desk when I say old. She wants to know the age because she doesn't want to be old. But 1 in 4 older adults do experience a fall, and it's actually, per the CDC, it's the number one reason for ER visits of people older than 65. So it can be a big problem. The nice thing is that there's a lot that we can do from a physical therapy standpoint, an occupational therapy standpoint, to help reduce those falls and to reduce the likelihood that you have those.
Right. Now, we talked about falling on ice, but, falling in your home or falling anywhere, right?
Correct, yeah. The winter weather, it can get anybody, but yes, for older adults are things that that they have in their house, around in their yard, that can create falls. A lot of education we can give to try to help reduce those fall risks, and then along with the therapy we can help improve your balance, your strength, proprioception, to help reduce the risk of having those falls.
Right. Obviously when you fall, your injuries can range from a headache to something really bad.
Right. And that's the big thing that we usually see is, we'll get people that they'll have a fall and they say, well, I didn't get hurt. And a lot of our go-to is, yeah, you got lucky, because there's a lot of things that can happen. You can break bones, you can get concussions. There are some big injuries that you can get that will significantly limit your day-to-day life activities, in the short term, and maybe even in the long term. We hope not, but there are things that it can impact.
Okay. Before we talk about the rehabilitation after a fall, what causes falls, especially in the home? What are some of the things that you see why people fall?
A lot of times what we see is people have trip hazards in their house. We see when we go into homes, we usually try to get rugs. We try and get people to get rid of throw rugs, or if they really want rugs, have the nonstick backs. Other times it's, sometimes people get in a hurry and they just start walking too fast. Other time is, at nighttime, people sometimes, same thing too, they kind of get up and, you're kind of groggy, you just woke up and you're heading maybe to the bathroom or something, and just a little disorientated, where people just get up too quick, start moving too fast. Mm-hmm. They left something out in their way and they happen to trip over it.
Okay, so let's talk about the rehabilitation after a fall then.
Yeah, so, if you have a fall, talking with your doctor, whether it's at your wellness check that you have, or even, going in and talk to them after a fall, but we'll get you into therapy. We'll do several different balance assessments, some strength assessments, to see kind of where you fall. A lot of times, like I tell people, it's a risk assessment. It doesn't mean that you will or won't fall. It just tells us how likely you are to fall. And then based on those things, that we kind of come up with a plan of care for you. Usually what we work a combination of strengthening your legs, working on balance activities, and then we're also working on proprioception, which is kind of your awareness of where your body parts are in space. Mm-hmm. And a combination of those can really help to improve people, to reduce that fall risk. With some people too, people who are very fearful of falling, we also have some things that we can do to help reduce that fall risk, because there is research out there too that says if you're fearful of falling, even if you're not at a high fall risk, those people have increased falls because of the fear of it, and just, you know, they get in a situation where they think they're going to fall, and then maybe they do end up falling.
Right. I tell you what, some falls are really bad, some not so bad like we talked about before, but I've fallen on the ice, and I didn't feel it right away, but like a day later or so, I could barely move. And I know I went up there and you guys helped me. This is a couple years ago.
Yep.
You guys helped me with that.
Yeah. And that's a big thing too, is a lot of times right away, you know, if you have a fall, you get that adrenaline pumping and you feel fine. And, Yep. You know, then the next day you kind of feel it and, you know, stiff and sore. But I always encourage people, that one fall is one too many, it is one of those things that we can really help prevent and reduce that fall risk, for people. You know, usually we see it in older adults, but for any age of people, any conditions, we can really help with that, to try to help reduce it and not make it such a debilitating thing for people.
I know Amanda helped me up there, with my balance. So let's talk about balance a little. What are some exercises you can do to improve your balance?
So again, it's one of those where we take a look at where people, like what kind of situation people are having trouble
Everybody's
with.
Different.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, some people it's low light, you know, if they're, you know, the dark time when it's dark. So we'll do things where we make people close their eyes.
Oh.
I always joke with people. They say, why am I closing my eyes? I said, well, we're working in dark environments. And I said, it's safer for you to close your eyes than for us to both go in a dark room and work on things. So, you know, and we'll work on, you know, some people struggle stepping over objects. So we'll work on stepping over things, trying to, you know, some people who use walkers or canes will do a lot of balance stuff where they're not getting to hold on to things as much as they're used to. Because the more that you can have good balance when you have less support, when you have the support that you do, then you're going to fly through things and be very comfortable. Yeah, we kind of really try to tailor to what people have trouble with, what they want to do, and then kind of come up with that plan. But, you know, the other big thing too that I always like to tell patients, and I know a lot of our therapists do, is, you know, in order to make your balance better, we do have to make you a little unsteady. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to come to therapy, at least early on, is because then we can get you in a controlled environment, a safe environment where we can make you unsteady. And if you happen to lose your balance, you got a therapist right there to help you recover. You know, we've got things to help reduce the risk of falls, instead of just saying, hey, here's some exercises, go do them at home, I hope you don't fall.
Right. Do you see a lot of concussions with falls or not? Or is it all different, like shoulders or knee, hurt your knee?
It is all different.
How about concussions?
But we do see concussions with it too. A lot of times, you know, it's one of those where we may not, you know, they come in for falls and balance. We do an evaluation, and as we kind of get into maybe one or two treatments down the road, you know, as we're talking with patients, we start to pick up on some of those maybe post-concussion symptoms where, you know, they're just having some symptoms that don't really fit with just balance issues, and things they didn't have before the fall. So we will incorporate some concussion things as well with our patients after a fall. If you see me or you see Kelly, we're the ones that kind of do the concussion rehab. So a lot of times we will ask some of those questions right up front. But Amanda's really good too. When she gets that eval, you know, she'll talk with myself or Kelly and say, we might need to switch this person over to you, because I think maybe some concussion symptoms that they're having afterwards as well.
Okay. All right. So be careful out there if you're on the ice, right?
Correct. Yes.
What do you suggest to get them cleat things or
yeah.
walk like a penguin or
you what? Know, if you're going to be on a place that's a lot of ice, if you like to ice fish, I would highly encourage you to get some ice cleats. I bought some myself this year because I had a couple near misses, but you know, taking your time on the ice, kind of taking those slow shuffle steps. I always encourage people to keep your hands free. So in case you do slip, if you can grab something to catch yourself. I think the biggest thing is slowing down and taking your time and keeping those hands free.
How about not looking down all the time, looking up, or what do you think about? Is that 50-50 or?
So we usually try to get people to look out in front of them when they're walking, but it is pretty common for people as some of your balance goes. You use your eyesight is one of your balance helpers. So a lot of people, that's why people kind of look down at their feet, look down in front of them. You know, it's one of those, if you're out just for a walk, I like people looking up, you know, you can see any obstacle that may be coming up and you're not surprised. You know, that's kind of comes down to, it depends on the patient as well, but we don't like people looking straight down at their feet. We like them looking up at least a little bit.
All right. Good subject, Matt. Something I know a lot of.
Yeah,
from not trying to fall. So
right.
I'm going to give you guys a shout out because you've worked with me up at Big Stone Therapies. Amanda did a great job. I had a bad case of vertigo, and you got me back up and working right away. And Amanda did a great job with
good. I'm glad to hear that we were able to help you and get you back to doing what you want to do.
That's right. It was actually fun.
We don't hear that too often. On occasion we do, but we try to make it fun anyways.
She made me feel uncomfortable a few times, but the things that she had me do really helped me get back
to normal. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Anything else,
Matt? That's all I got.
And in order for Big Stone, you need to be referred by a doctor mostly?
Yes. Okay. If you have falls, if you feel unsteady, you're having balance issues, definitely talk to your local provider. It doesn't have to be the one at MHS. It's whoever you normally go to, and they can send orders over, and we can get you into our department and get an eval going and get you on the right path.
Okay. All right, Matt. Real good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt Carmody with Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. That's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.